war. It was Charlotte who had made the inside scoop on why everyone was dissing me. I found a note inside my locker at the end of the day. "Meet me in room 301 right after school. Come by yourself, Charlotte." She was already inside the room when I walked in. "Sup," I said. "Hey," she said. She went over to the door, looked left and right, and closed the door and locked it from the inside. Then she turned to face me and started biting her nail as she talked. "Look, I feel bad about what's going on, and I just wanted to tell you that I know. Promise you won't tell anyone I talk to you." "Promise?" "So Julian had this huge holiday party over winter break," she said. "I mean huge. My sister's friends had her sweet 16 at the same place last year. There were like 200 people there, so I mean it's a huge place." "Yeah, and?" "Yeah, and, well, pretty much everybody in the whole grade was there." "Not everybody," I joked. "Right, not everybody, duh. But like even parents were there, you know, like my parents were there. You know, Julian's mum is the vice president of the school board, right? So she knows a lot of people. Anyway, so basically what happened at the party was that Julian went around telling everyone that you punched him because you had emotional problems." "What?" "And that you would have gotten expelled, but his parents begged the school not to expel you." "What?" "And that none of it would have happened in the first place if Tushman hadn't forced you to be friends with Augie. He said his mum thinks that you, quote unquote, snapped under the pressure." I couldn't believe what I was hearing. "No one bought into that, right?" I said. She shrugged. "That's not even the point. The point is, he's really popular, and you know, my mum heard that his mum is actually pushing the school to review Augie's application to Beecher." "Can she do that?" "It's about Beecher not being an inclusion school. That's the type of school that mixes normal kids with special kids." "That's just stupid. Augie doesn't have special needs." "Yeah, but she's saying that if the school is changing the way they usually do things in some ways..." "But they're not changing anything." "Yeah, they did. Didn't you notice they changed the theme of the New Year art show? In past years, fifth graders painted self-portraits, but this year they made us do those ridiculous self-portraits as animals, remember?" "So big deal." "I know, I'm not saying I agree, I'm just saying that's what she's saying." "I know, I know. This is just so messed up." "I know. Anyway, Julian said that he thinks being friends with Augie is bringing you down and that for your own good you need to stop hanging out with him so much. And if you start losing all your old friends, it'll be like a big wake-up call. So basically, for your own good, he's going to stop being your friend completely." Newsflash, I stopped being his friend completely first. "Yeah, but he's convinced all the boys to stop being your friend for your own good. That's why nobody's talking to you." "You're talking to me?" "Yeah, well, this is more of a boy thing," she explained. "The girls are staying neutral, except Savannah's group, because they're going out with Julian's group. But to everybody else, this is really a boy war." I nodded. She tilted her head to one side and pouted like she felt sorry for me. "Is it okay that I told you all this?" she said. "Yeah, of course. I don't care who talks to me or not," I lied. "This is all just so dumb." She nodded. "Hey, does Augie know any of this?" "Of course not, at least not from me." "And Summer?" "I don't think so." "Look, I better go. Just so you know, my mum thinks Julian's mum's a total idiot. She said she thinks people like her are more concerned about what their kids' class pictures look like than doing the right thing. You heard about the photoshopping, right?" "Yeah, that was just sick." "Totally," she answered, nodding. "Anyway, I better go. I just wanted you to know what was up and stuff." "Thanks, Charlotte." "I'll let you know if I hear anything else," she said. Before she went out, she looked left and right outside the door to make sure no one saw her leaving. I guess even though she was neutral, she didn't want to be seen with me.